Scotland Yard's anti-terrorism branch is questioning six North African men after finding traces of the deadly poison ricin in a London apartment. The men, and one woman who has since been released, are believed to be in their late teens, 20s, and 30s. They were arrested early Sunday morning. John Steele, crime correspondent for Britain's Daily Telegraph newspaper, says so far police are not telling what countries the men come from or what tipped off investigators.
They haven't disclosed what information in particular led them to this flat in North London. But it has to be said there's been a pattern of dozens of arrests over the last year of North African people in London and other British cities. And I think that they've put together a web of intelligence and one operation leads to another. So I've got no doubt this was a spin-off from previous operations.
Do you know, was ricin actually found in the apartment?
Yes, ricin was found in this apartment. Very, very small amounts, described as a residue or traces. What they don't know is if the amount was found was all that was created, or in fact if it's the residue of a larger amount that has been removed from the flat before police arrived.
Well, what exactly is ricin and how can it be used as a terrorist weapon?
It's a poison chemical derived from the oil of castor oil beans. It can kill in certain circumstances if it's injected or if it's swallowed or if it's sprayed directly into the face and breathed in. It's much less effective if it's sprayed at distances or in the open air, and if you put it into the water supply it would be so diluted it would be useless. It's not regarded as an ideal terrorist weapon if the aim of the terrorist is to kill a lot of people. The security people say it's much more likely to be used as a close quarters method of attack, an assassination weapon.
What is known about the men who were arrested?
At this stage, we know very little other than that they're all from North Africa and we believe either Morocco or Algeria, which again will fit into the pattern of the previous arrest.
Is there any evidence, any clear evidence that they might be connected to Al-Qaeda?
As yet, the Scotland Yard would say no. But you have to say, previous operations teach us that Al-Qaeda has drawn from groups in Algeria and Morocco. And ricin, one is led to believe, has been found in Afghanistan, as we know, a base for Al-Qaeda. So it has to be a line of speculation. It has to be something they will explore. They don't as yet, though, have conclusive proof that links this ricin find to any particular plot to attack any particular target or links it to any particular group. But it is early days.
How are people reacting to this news in London?
Well, the people who lived around the flat were all a bit surprised because the police had been in there for several days and wouldn't tell them anything. One local man said that in the end, some police officers used in the cafe said they'd found a dead body in the flat and they know now that that's rubbish. It remains to be seen how the population in London will react. What's happened today is the police and the government, the health department, have warned doctors and hospitals to be on the alert or to think about the symptoms of ricin poisoning. I don't think that's because they anticipate mass casualties. I think it's because they anticipate possibly calls from the public with concern about it. And there was a degree of panic almost about around the anthrax scare, which I don't think they want to be repeated. It'll be interesting to see over the next few days how well they've managed this.
Thanks very much, John.
You're welcome.
John Steele is crime correspondent for the Daily Telegraph. He joined us from his office in London.